be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is the true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remain in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father has sent me, and I have life because of the Father, and so also the one who feeds on me, will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, a night to ancestors who ate and still died. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him, says the Lord. After listening to these words, many of his disciples left him. How can we eat his blood, eat his flesh and drink his blood? It's impossible. Many left. Yes, many times what happens in the church is impossible. The sacrament of Eucharist, for us human beings, we couldn't understand. To some extent, it's impossible. But that what is impossible, man, is possible for God. The same is for the priesthood. You understand? The priesthood and the Eucharist comes together. Without the priesthood, there will be no the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. It's a mystery. God works in this way. He needs our humility to trust, to believe. It's not that priests are great, no, nothing. We're just human beings. As good as you are, or as bad as you are, there's nobody. In Christ himself, he is the one who makes the sacraments. He's the one who is present, not me. When you receive the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist, we become him. Not that because we are great, but just to share the love of God for others, not for yourself. Don't just take this time of communion just for the personal sanctification. If you share only to yourself, it's not sanctification. It's selfishness. Jesus come on earth, doesn't for himself. He's to do the will of the Father, you too. If you do not live the will of God, the will of the Father, you're not doing anything. You're not sharing anything of Christ. We have the name of Christians, but we are not Christ-like. Christ is always for others. He's the bread of life being shared, eaten by people, shared by people. When you see the bread, if he's not eaten, it's not bread. When he's eaten, become food. We become food for others. If we share with others, share the pain of others, one with others. If you don't have the Spirit, you are not following Christ. Don't tell yourself, I come to church. It doesn't make any sense. Jesus told the scribes, the Pharisees, the high priests, they are not the ones who are adapted to the kingdom of God, because they live just appearance. Those sense of love is not enough. So Jesus says, I'm the bread of life. Today we have to believe that we are bread of life for others. Last week I celebrated the 40th anniversary, and I invited one of the priests. In fact, by the time ordination, we are four. Three from the Diocese of Hong Kong and one from the Order of Salesian Order, Salesian Society. Today, two diocese priests left already years ago, leave the priesthood. So when I wanted to celebrate my 40th anniversary, I think of this dear friend that's a Salesian priest. He was working in Taiwan, but fortunately, 20 years ago, he got hurt, or accidentally, or some way or another, he got burned. 40% of his body was burned. He was disfigured. So when I'm thinking, invite him to come to this for celebration of my anniversary, I was thinking, maybe people seeing him might be frightened, because his face is disfigured. But I say, since we share the priesthood together the same day, ordained by the same bishop in Hong Kong, so I tried to invite him. And fortunately, because the Salesians also, they celebrate the feast of the birthday of Don Bosco on the 16th of August. So he came to Hong Kong for his golden jubilee of entering the society. So I invited him, and he came for the mass celebration. It's really an experience for us, many of us. It's the first time after 40 years being together in celebration, so close together. Maybe some other time in celebration in the diocese, I don't know. But this is the only time after 40 years. Priesthood is the one who offered their lives for others. He offered his life for his people. He got hurt not because of himself, not because of his carelessness, some other reason. It's difficult to explain. But he was hurt because on his job. In a certain sense, if he died, he's a martyr. He died for the sake of the people. But he's still alive. Still offer his daily life. This is a sacrifice. This is a mass. This priest, Father Ng, he told me, just with his knife, he's teaching me, life is not what you're preaching, it's how you live, how you live the spirit of sharing, humility. So this is how we are all called, for this bread of life, living life, by, of course, receive the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist, and by living the Word of God. That's what in the very beginning also saying the same thing. Anyway, Word of God comes together with the Eucharist. If you do not live the Word of God, you don't live the life of God very much. Even though Jesus come to you, but it doesn't enter your soul, cannot, because you close the door,
If you're not living the will of God, you close the door. Don't presume that Jesus received Holy Communion. No effect, because we're not living in the Lord. When you say you live, means you live in the will of the Father, means you live the word of God. If you take, do not take importance of these two elements, Jesus kept outside of the house. He came, but he cannot enter. So, first of all, you have to believe that we are all called. Be part of him. We are part of his life. He shared his life through the sacrament of the bread and wine. Not a symbol, it's true presence. So we are really well chosen to be in the Catholic faith. We believe that Christ is present in the Blessed Sacrament. We pray for those people, those Christians, doesn't believe in the presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Pray for them. We are so fortunate that we have Christ. Make life easier because we have him. Oh, it's some other symbol. We can say we have the living tabernacle. We keep Jesus. Jesus is with us so that he can heal the world, not for yourself. That's what the prayer says. Wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us and nourish the people with the words of life and the bread from heaven. In our sharing these holy gifts, show us our unity in you, oneness with the Lord, and give us a taste of the life to come, that means peace. If we can experience peace, that means we are living well. If we don't have peace, that means something wrong, or something you have to do. You have to make progress. Don't stay with where you are. We are all called for perfection. Although this perfect, the word of perfection might be not for you. You see, you meet hypocrites. More or less, it's okay. But it's not. Jesus once said to his disciples, to us, you must be perfect as God the Father is perfect. Be perfect. If even you have 1 inch, go ahead. Never stay where you are. Don't be satisfied with what you are. God doesn't call you like this. Call you be another Christ. If you believe, do it. If you don't do it, means you do not believe. So when we say the creed, these words, not from your heart. So now I say the creed, if the heart and telling Jesus, they won't follow him. Praise God the Father through sharing, through giving. By giving, we get. Because this is the life of the Blessed Trinity. God is never for himself. God the Father is always for the Son. Never stop. And the Son, Jesus himself, always for the glory of the Father. So that there's always forgetting ourselves and ask him this special grace that we, one mind, one heart with Jesus, that whatever we live is for the glory of God, for the will of God the Father for each one of us. We believe in God, the Father.